the bicycle business. I value your opinion. I trust you to tell me the truth. I'd like your advice and counsel and help. This would be a better strategy to do direct calling, just asking these business owners for advice on who, you know, you could just tell them the truth that you're a marketing consultant, you're new working in this territory. Could you help me out and give me some advice of anyone you know who may need help in growing their business without spending money on advertising? I think that would work better than actually trying to prospect to that person personally.
And there's a couple other things you can do. You can mix some of these strategies together. You can go to the local print shop or local newspaper and say, look, I'm a marketing strategist.
Yeah.
Okay, and you say, let me do some work for you guys for free. If you do a good job, then you can say, you know what? How about I give a free seminar to your best customers?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you picked up a center of influence, and if you did a good job for them, they will go out of their way now, since you did it to them for them for free.
Mm-hmm.
They're honor bound to say, all right, yeah, you know, I'll recommend you because you know you increased on my business 50%. Okay, and then you have this seminar for these guys, and you have all of a sudden the endorsement from these guys.
All right,
and all of a sudden you can teach them how to do ads better or their whatever better, and you know that's one way of doing it. It just takes moxie. It just takes, you know, the guts and the willpower to do it. If you don't promote yourself, nobody's going to promote you for you.
You just step into years and years of that person building their business, and you step in and just get a golden referral, and it's incredible, incredibly powerful.
Sure. So what you have to do is you have to think strategically. Go after some people like this, not everybody, but actually pick a few centers of influence and actually go after them and try to make them clients, even if it's for free. Because, you know, people are always honor-bound to do something for you. And if you do a good job for these guys, you know, they'll talk you up.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll bring you business.
All right. Here's another strategy, and it has to do with promising them something. Can you talk about that?
Well, you go to a successful person, and what they have in common is that desire to help others grow and succeed. All right? And you go to them, and you ask them, who's going to be open to the ideas and wants to improve their business? Now, they're going to be hesitant to tell you anything, but so what you have to do is you promise them you're going to be professional, you're going to treat the referrals with respect, and that you're going to offer them something of value, even if they don't buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you promise you're going to give the referrals something of value or significance by educating them on what they should look for or avoid or expect in that field. And you promise you will not ask them to buy anything from you, and you will only ask them for a few minutes of their time. Because no one wants to refer anybody who's going to be a pest.
Right.
And ask them to buy, because their credibility is gone. But if you say, I'm going to teach you how to do this in 10 minutes, you know, or a half an hour, that's really a good referral, okay? They'll open their doors, and they'll say, okay, go to this guy and teach him how to do it. You know, but you have to promise when you're asking for these referrals that you will tell them how to improve, enhance, or optimize, or maximize, however you want to word it, their situation, or you will take no more of their time.
Okay.
What you do is you ask for three names, if you can, a little bit about each of these people. And, you know, when you're asking for referrals, Mike, don't just ask people for, like, who do you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to go through, because people, you know, when you ask people,
they blank out.
They blank out. You and I both will blank out. We've happened, you know. Sometimes people have asked me my phone number. And over the years, I can remember at least three times where I blanked out. I don't know why.
Right, right.
Okay? So what you do is you ask people about people they can refer to who are from specific groups, like who do you work with, who's in your club, who do you play golf with, who's on the Chamber of Commerce, and you lead them through a list of names. Then they'll be able to think of people.
That's good strategy. And just have a list in front of you or a sheet.
Absolutely. And some people, what they'll do is actually bring names of, like, see, real estate. What they'll do is they'll bring names of all the big investors in town who have bought big parcels of land, and they'll go and they'll say, on this list, who do you know? And they'll just check off all the names. Mike, after you have names, whether it works out or not, thank your client for the referral. You know, send them something as an appreciation. Acknowledge them. All right, because that takes the pain off of having done that. Because people are always worried that they did the wrong thing. They worry they're giving somebody else bother rather than they're worried, you know, or other than they're motivated by helping. So send them a gift, a coupon, maybe a lunch, golf outing, even if it's just a thank you card, because you want to acknowledge them. You want to make it fun for them to refer to you again.
All right, let's do another strategy. Get other businesses to send people to you.
Well, this is very simple. What you do is on a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, list all types of businesses that provide complementary products and services on the left side of the paper, okay? So, for instance, let's say you're a nutritionist,
okay.
All right? What you would do is, let's say, on the left-hand side of the business, you would have all the businesses that provide complementary products and services, like a health club,
mm-hmm.
sporting apparel store, weight loss clinic, you know, things like that.
Okay.
And on the right-hand side, you would list the names of all the businesses in your area under each of those categories.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know all the people you should be contacting, because it's a lot easier to go after a marketing list or a referral list when you actually have names in front of you. You can cross them off.
Right.
Okay, rather than it being rather vague. J. Abraham always tells a story about how he had to sell chemicals in his early days, and his sales manager would go to a Yellow Pages and he'd rip out a bunch of names and say, here are the people you're going to contact this week. And they did wonders.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to have solid names. You know, you people need guidance. And anyway, what you want to do is you want to think now. You want to say, all right, I'm a nutritionist. What can I offer these people for sending me customers in return? And then you go out and you propose to those people, hey, look, if you refer people to me, I will give these folks this or that or whatnot. Or I'll even give you, the health club, X, Y, or Z, 10% of the first fee or what have you. So in other words, you get these businesses to send people to you based on you make, you know, you offering something. Maybe it's money or whatever, or physical, or just it's such a great deal for members of the health club that, or the sporting apparel store, or the weight loss thing, that the weight loss center, that they make it, you know, it's even more appealing to join the health club or what have you because they get this free service.
Right. I've heard another strategy which is incredibly powerful. It's just like if you and I, Bill, we just, for the whole day or for the whole week, we called our entire list and just endorsed each other or referred.
Absolutely. Cross endorsement, sure.
Just cross endorsement.
Yep. You just, like, for instance, it's done in the internet marketing field where you might have a list of 5,000 names, and I might have a list of 5,000 names, and what I'll do is I'll send out an email that says, this guy is really good, take a look, you'll do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's done all the time.
Very powerful.
Very powerful, but once again, you don't want to recommend somebody whose services aren't really top-tier, top-notch, because you'll hurt your own reputation.
Right. The general referral method, what is that?
Well, the general referral method that we've been talking about is very simple, is you've got to, number one, have excellent product or service. You've got to position your product as being different than others, which is your unique selling proposition, so they have a reason to refer you rather than others.
Okay.
So you have to, number one, educate people as to why your product is superior and explain to them why they should refer others to you
mm-hmm.
rather than competitors due to the better value you offer. You have to give them the reason why. So also give them the reason why you need referrals, not just why they should be pointing others to you, but why you need the referrals, why others should use some of their own energy to tell people about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to tell people you expect them to refer. Post it or make it a condition of the business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get people, you know, you got to jostle people to move, because people tend to be lethargic, you know, inertia. They don't want to move. So you have to remind them how you've served them and helped them in the past,
mm-hmm.
what it's meant to them, what it will mean to them in the future, and explain that they owe it to their friends and associates to refer if they care about them, because this is the way to help them with their business. And then also the last thing is offer incentives, thank yous, for referrals. But be careful of giving referral fees. Incentives, they can help you build your business. You can donate money to their favorite charity, give special services, or you can provide a testimonial or referral for them in turn. You got to be careful about the field of incentives. I'm always talking about a gift and gifts, but those are for certain types of businesses. There's other types of businesses where you really, really have to be careful about that. And they'll know. So, but the idea is offer thank yous or acknowledgments, because that keeps this chain, this John Domino chain working.
Is timing important?
Oh, everything. When you ask for a referral, you ask for referrals when you're done servicing them or they have some, great moment. I went to a chiropractor a couple weeks ago. He fixed my back, and it's like, wow, it's great. And boom, he just shot in, oh, you know, I'm glad you like it. You know, we grow because of people like you. If you have anybody else who needs it, refer.
Let's move on to, give me some other ideas of who we can ask for referrals.
Very simple. Ask your vendors, your customers, your employees, your colleagues, your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can go to your competitors and say, look, for a finder's fee, a 20% finder's fee, why not recommend somebody when you're too busy? Let's say you had a direct mail list. of prospects who just weren't, they never converted. You can offer those to your competitors, and your competitors can offer, swap theirs with yours, or you can, the competitor can write a letter saying, look, we've tried to do business with you for years, so look, if you don't want to do business with us, the least you can do is, it's my job to help you out, why don't you try competitor X?
Meaning, that's a great idea.
And then you do the same, and you know what? You often pick up business that way. They get a 20% finder's fee. Everybody benefits.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you can also ask industry leaders, centers of influence, magazine, newsletter editors. But, you know, a lot of this is based on building relationships. Mike, this is all not just sort of automatic. It's all a matter of personality, service. Are you really servicing them? Do you care about them? People can tell this, and it's about really helping people. If you can help them, your business will grow. So there's a lot to it about, you know, this aspect of caring, this strategy of preeminence. It really is. And unfortunately, this has a flip side.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you can be a doctor with the best practice because you have the best bedside manner and you really care. But you could be a lousy doctor, okay? But I tell you, that's really, really what matters sometimes in the marketing is you have a really good bedside manner, a really good marketing. The best business doesn't always win. But what I'm saying is make it the best possible. Get yourself to tip-top excellence. And then don't be worried about it. You're doing the best you can. And then go out and try to build your business.
If you'd like to power up your business by harnessing the power of referrals, go to www.referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. That's referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com.
Okay, I see a little script here, following up.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that let's say you got a name from somebody, all right? You have a name from, let's say, Mr. Jones referred somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you say to that person on the phone? You say, well, I talked to Mr. Jones, and you introduce the referrer, and then you basically said, he said I should call you. And when you do this, now you're elevated to consultant's position rather than somebody who's begging for business. Say, I promised Mr. Jones I'd call. You promised him that you'd call, so you're doing him a favor, so now you're a consultant.
That's right. Okay, I like that.
All right. And, you know, when you're doing this, a lot of people don't want to do this, Mike, but you just have to do it. And I always tell people, you got to use mental tricks to keep you going. It's like cold calling on sales. So let's pretend you were a salesman, and each sale made you $500, and you'd close, you know, 3% of the people, so 3 out of 100. So let's see, 100 calls at 3% conversion at $500 would be $1,500. So that would mean each call is worth $15.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says no thanks, you just say to yourself, well, I just made $15.
Right. You just average it out.
Yeah. You just say, oh, I just made $15, even though he said no thanks, because you know what it's going to be. You just keep plugging away at it. That's a mental trick that will keep you going in using an automated system versus improving the system. Of course, you try to improve that 3% to 4% to 5%. You try to get the amount of money that you make up from $500 to $600 to $700. But you also need mental tricks, as do salesmen, to keep you going. And that's a great way.
Right, right. I like that. Here's some more sample referral ideas. Let's go over a few more of these.
Oh, well, gosh. You know, we could go over 50 or 100 or 200 of these. But what you do is, for instance, you can ask your competitors in other locations, okay, and other cities to refer to you, and you do likewise.
Right.
Okay. Or, as I said, you can give a covenant letter to a local competitor who sells the same product to solicit their customer base for your service.
What's a covenant letter?
Well, a covenant letter is just basically what you're going to do and not do, and you promise them an X percent commission.
Okay.
So, like, you're doing refrigeration, they're doing refrigeration,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you solicit their customer base for your service, which might be cleaning refrigeration equipment, but you're not going to sell refrigerators to them. You see what I mean?
Okay.
They sell refrigerators, but you might be a cleaning service to them. All right, so a covenant letter, it would be, you would be agreeing to do this or that. You can ask vendors, okay, to refer. You can swap with somebody or pay them for their customer list.
Just buy the list outright.
Yeah, or buy. You've done that a lot of times, I know. You just basically buy the list outright.
Mm-hmm.
Or what a lot of people do is they go to a lot of people don't realize this, but you go to a business that is going bankrupt, and you buy their customer list.
And you could at the same time ask them, as a condition, you buy the list, but you ask them for a referral at the same time or a letter to those people.
Absolutely. And also what you try to do is you try to take over their telephone number.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So, I mean, there's all these little things you do. Most people don't realize them, but there's hundreds of little things like that. They're all relevant to, you know, particular situations, so you can't go, you know, and give all of them. But another referral strategy is you can interview your customers on tape, send it to prospects, and tell them to make up their mind on whether it's right for them.
That's good.
Okay, that's done. You know, a lot of marketing consultants in the restaurant field do that. You can lead people through a list of names you have, like, do you know him? Can I use your name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't just ask for a lead. You say, do you know him? Birthday meetings with clients, okay? You ask about their life, and you say, well, tell me one or two things I could do that could improve my business. People love it when you recognize their birthday because there's a lot of people out there and nobody recognizes it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right? You can focus on core clients and do such a good job for them that, like Walt Disney says, they automatically give you referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And then every now and then you can sit down with them and say, let's go over individually who are people you can recommend to me. And once again, they'll give you people just like them. Core clients will give you people just like them.
Right.
You know how to establish a formal networking group?
How?
Okay, well, what you want is you want a limit of one person per each type of business. Let's say a real estate guy, an accountant, a lawyer, a doctor, a pizza owner, dry cleaner, etc. Because you don't want any competition in a group. And you're always going to pass on three types of leads for business.
Mm-hmm.
General leads, or feel free to use my name leads and don't use my name leads. And what you do is you're going to have a weekly morning meeting in the morning, because
mm-hmm.
otherwise... for breakfast, because otherwise people just don't have the time. You know, what you're going to have is every week you're going to have it, or every 2 weeks, and it's going to have two parts, this meeting. There's going to be a pre-networking phase for socializing.
Mm-hmm.
Might be 5 minutes, might be 10 minutes. And then there's a formal networking phase where people formally stand up, give their 15-second elevator speech commercial, their personal USP,
okay,
and they formally and verbally state the leads given you, and they thank everybody else for those leads. And, you know, there's no immediate result, but eventually it starts paying off. And if you have a business where one referral can be, you know, a $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 deal, it is worthwhile to get into these groups, because 6 months later you finally get one, and it was one that wouldn't have come anyway, and then all of a sudden you have $600,000 worth of business.
But what are some of the referral networks that the consultants could look up and get into?
There's Lead Tip International is one that you mentioned. There's Business Network International. There's another one which I haven't investigated too much called RYZE, R-Y-Z-E. All right, that's a formal networking group. I've heard a lot of good information about that, but I know I haven't gone into it in depth. I think the best thing you do is you set up one yourself in your own city or in your own industry. For instance, I'm in some mastermind or brainstorming groups that I've set up with two or three other people, and they're always getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And we just share the latest methods or whatever for our own business. And a lot of times we're all doing the same thing, but someone finds one tiny thing that can catapult the results, shares it, and we don't mind we're all in the same field because, you know, there's enough money for everybody. And it makes it fun this way, because people are sort of like competitive, not in I want to make more money from you, but let me find something that you don't know and then share it and say, ha, 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 I knew it and you didn't. You know, and that it makes it fun, because business is a game. I mean, you can't take all this stuff seriously. It's about helping others. It's service-oriented, but also it's got to be fun.
Okay. What's this Bob Berg's 10 questions? Who is Bob Berg?
All right. Now, if you are going to educate yourself on referrals outside of, you know, this particular little interview that we're having, Bob Berg has a book called Endless Referrals, and I don't know if it's $10 or $15. That's number one thing is I would buy that book.
Go on Amazon. So Bob Berg's got some questions that he asks for generating referrals.
Yeah, sure. If he's in a networking situation, you're doing chit-chat all the time. It's like, what do you say at a party? So there's a couple questions that you normally ask, and Bob says, look, you ask people, how'd you get started in their business? And you show interest in them. And what do you enjoy about your profession?
Mm-hmm.
What separates you and your company from the competition? That's the USP. And what advice would you give somebody just starting in the business? That's getting up the learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And what one thing would you do with your business if you knew you couldn't fail? What significant changes have you seen take place in your profession over the years? You know, what do you see as the coming trends? What's the strangest or funniest incident you experience in your business? What ways have you found to be most effective for promoting your business? What one sentence would you like people to use in describing the way you do business? You see, you just get them to talking. You know,
right.
Talking, you're bonding with them, you're creating rapport, you're getting their USP, so you're learning why are they different, okay? And you're learning how and who you should be referring them to.
Okay.
All this goes into your little mental computer, and then now you know who you should refer to.
Mm-hmm. What's the plan of four?
Well, you know, you have referral systems, you have all these systems, and basically, Mike, it comes down to schedule of disciplined hard work. Do things on schedule. I came upon this plan of four where if you want to be successful, what you should do is write four notes a day for customers saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Make four telephone calls a day, four personal contacts a day, try to make four sales a day. Always keep pushing. You don't just ignore it, and business will grow. If you do four notes saying thank you for referrals, mm-hmm. or for customers who are already customers, who didn't expect anything, wow, that brightens their day, and then they start referring. Four telephone calls a day. Hey, I'm really concerned. Is everything going okay? Wow, they start talking about you to others. Four personal contacts a day, four sales a day. The plan of four, all you need is four a day.
All right, how about a customer reactivation campaign?
You know, one of the quickest ways when a marketing consultant comes into a new business to increase sales is very, very simple. Number one is they try to reactivate old customers, and number two is what they do is they increase the amount of communication, how frequently they communicate with the list, so to speak. So with a customer reactivation campaign, you know, a lot of times people aren't buying because you just haven't shown interest in them. Usually, a certain percentage have moved away, some have developed other preferences, some have left for competitive reasons, and some are now dissatisfied with that other vendor or product, or, you know, maybe they were dissatisfied with you, but now they're dissatisfied with them. 70% quit. Because, you know, you've shown indifference towards them. And if all of a sudden you have a reactivation campaign, you send them a letter because you were smart enough to collect, you know, their address, personalized. And you say, hey, look, you know, we haven't done, you know, come on in. I'll give you a free cup of tea or whatever. Let me know what you're doing. You don't have to buy anything or whatever is relevant. Remember, we got to make this situation specific. Whatever is relevant to that particular business, you would be surprised. A lot of people can get response rates of 30%, 35%, even 40%. You know, don't expect too much more. Don't expect 50% of old customers coming back to them.
Wow.
Once again, it's just a matter of doing the work. Now, when you're starting out, of course, you can't do this, but what you can do is you can use this as one of the strategies where if you're trying to be a marketing consultant, you ask people, well, do you have a customer list? And they say, yeah. Do you have a list of people who haven't? You know, come in, you say, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to mail these guys, okay, whether it's a postcard or an email, and all of a sudden you make a special deal or offer, you can get a lot of these guys back.
Well, look, we've covered a lot of stuff, but before we go, what would you tell these HMA marketing consultants? What's the first thing they should do as far as starting their referral program?
Well, you know, you're not going to have referrals until you start having customers, all right? So what I would do is I would start with step one is I would say, all right, I would really try to see if there's some type of niche. And I would start writing something or preparing for a niche. Okay, I would really, really come up with a set of articles for that niche. I would put up a website for that niche, start talking about that niche so that I become known as an expert. And the reason I'm saying start from a niche from day one is because you're going to make a lot more money a lot quicker if you start niching, okay, and say, I'm going to be the niche a marketer for landscapers, or I'm going to be a marketer for chiropractors or whatever. You're going to have a lot more fun. And what I would do is I would build up my expertise, and I would start doing all the public publicity type things you can normally do for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I would, then once I have some material, you know, I would do it the easy way. I would send out a, you know, a direct mail list. I would send out letters asking them, do you want to buy my products or this or that, and then just go from one to the other. It's hard to say what is the best way because, you know, it's specific for each industry, each city. But what I would do is I would tell them, try to think about becoming a niche marketing consultant. Job is going to be an awful lot easier.
All right, that makes sense. All right, this was great. I really appreciate it. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope you have enjoyed this interview and training for the HMA consultants on referrals. Go to the transcripts, print them out, copy and paste the different sections that we talked about that appeal to you, and start using referral-generating strategies in your consulting business. If you'd like to power up your business by harnessing the power of referrals, go to www.referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. That's referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. referralmarketingtipsandsecrets.com. secrets.com, referral marketing tips and secrets.com.
Here's another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff, hardtofindseminars.com. And it's a collection of recordings on marketing consulting. I had met a gentleman named Richard who is one of the world's best marketing consultants, and I have 12 hours of audio interviews all on the subject of marketing consulting. We also have downloads to over 23 reports on the subject of marketing. In this section of recordings, you will find a multitude of ideas that will give you very valuable ideas on how to build and grow your business, and also how to teach others how to grow their business with simple, no-cost, low-cost techniques. If you go back to hardtofindseminars.com to the main page, you'll see across the top in white consulting services. If you click on that page, there's a form that will take you into a private secret section of my site I've set up just for you with all these recordings. All you have to do is fill out your name and your information, and you'll be whisked away to Consulting Secrets, where we have thousands of dollars worth of free downloadable audio recordings in MP3 and Flash, also the written printed transcripts in PDF that you can start learning from starting today. This information is hot, so get on over to hardtofindseminars.com, check out Consulting Secrets.